And the final game of the week for the pregame warm-up pick'em segment is Penn State at Alabama. Who do you have in this big game, Michael?
I'm going to roll with Alabama. I think the Tide is just they're too strong. They're too consistent in the coaching staff. And even though they've lost some talent, they do have that staff that's just absolutely phenomenal. So I expect them to harass the Bolden kid, the Penn State quarterback, just to give this guy help. I mean, they're going to give him fits when it comes to trying to disguise coverages and trying to get after it. And I know Saban's not going to be able to use his full array of exotic blitzes when it comes, because he's got some youth in the secondary, but when he's got some players back there in the back end and guys in the middle that can play some good football, he's going to take some chances. And I think Penn State's running game gets shut down with Evan Royster, and I think that forces them to be one-dimensional with a freshman quarterback, and that's nothing that you really want playing against Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
Very good stuff. Now, John, who do you like in this game?
I'm going to go with Alabama too. I think it's going to be a little closer than people think. I think over at NFL Mocks, we're breaking down each week, you know, some of the top pro prospect matchups. And this week, one of the ones we highlighted were Stefan Wisniewski versus inside linebacker Dont'a Hightower of Alabama. I think, you know, if you're out there watching that game, keep an eye on that matchup. You know, if Penn State needs to run the ball to win this game, they need to run the ball and shut down the Alabama offense. So they're going to have to, you know, rely on the offensive linemen opening up holes, getting to that second level, and getting extra yardage. With that said, I do pick Alabama. I think they're too experienced, too talented, and just having a freshman quarterback, first road game, I mean, it's tough. It's going to be a tough game for that quarterback.
Okay, we're going to agree again, because I don't see Penn State having a chance in this game. I see a blowout in Alabama's favor. So that wraps up the pick'em segment this week, and we're going to go on to another new thing. I mean, obviously, this is our first podcast, and we're going to jump over to what we like to call the prospect quickfire. And basically, I'm going to throw out a prospect. Michael and John are going to – they might agree, they might disagree on how that prospect fits not only with their team but future NFL success. So – the first prospect we're going to discuss this week is Alden Smith, a defensive end for Mizzou. What are your thoughts on him, guys? We'll start with you, John.
I think he's, you know, obviously, you know, he had 19 tackles for loss last year, 11.5 sacks. He's a pass rushing specialist. I think projection to the NFL, I think he needs to go back to school. He needs to put on more weight. I'm not sure, and he hasn't had much chances to show. But I think they're going to ask him to drop back in the coverage. They're going to ask him, if he comes out this year, to move to an outside linebacker. And I don't know if he has the athletic ability to do that. I kind of compare him to Maben on the Bills, where he came out. He weighed about 250. Smith weighs 260. He just couldn't hold up at a defensive end. He's not going to be able to, you know, hold strong against the run. And I think one thing that doesn't help him is playing in the Big 12, where there really isn't that power running attack where someone lines up and runs right at him. But he is a great pass rusher. If he can put on some more pounds, get stronger, I think he's going to be a good NFL prospect. I think teams are going to watch him no matter what, just because of his pass rushing ability, though.
Now, real quick, to his credit, he did have 10 tackles versus Illinois last week. So he has a little bit of a capability to stop the run, but they did nothing but run the ball last week. So we'll see how he does in the pass-heavy Big 12. What are your thoughts on him, Michael?
I mean, he's long, 6'5", long arms, long legs, which is good for him to get pushed, to hold the point. But I think the kid is, like I said, he's a tweener right now at the 255, 260. And tweeners are tough to project. Some guys like to see him put their hand down. I don't know that he's got the hip fluidity to get back into coverage, to take his drops to the side and to the back. But if he gains weight, like John mentioned, if he gets bigger, gains weight, he can be a guy that puts his hand in the dirt, and he can be a pass rush specialist. He can be a guy that, you know what, ends up bulking up into being an every down running back, an every down defensive end. So it should be, I think he's got a bright future. The biggest thing for him is going to be the weight issues.
Okay. So just put on some weight and he'll be good to go, basically. Now, on to our next prospect. We have Stephen Pay, from a defensive tackle from Oregon State. Do you like him as a pro prospect, Michael?
Yeah, I like him. He's a short little plug. I'd like him more if he weighed a little bit more, to be honest, even at 6'1", just so I know that I can plug him into a 3-4 and he can cause some problems and he won't get pushed around. But he's got short arms, which is something that bothers me when I'm looking at one techniques or nose tackles in the NFL. But if he's going to be a guy that clogs up the middle, grabs bodies and just creates chaos in the middle, doesn't let guys get on his linebacker, I think he's going to be just fine.
What do you think, John?
Yeah, I agree. I think he's kind of limited. He doesn't have a great burst off the line. He relies on his hard work and his strength. So I don't think he's a great fit as a three technique. He would have to be a nose tackle run stuffer, which is what his strength is. And you know, teams need that position. I think he needs to work on getting a little quicker. And like Michael said, he has the strength. And he's a run stuffer, but having more weight and a little more bulk so he doesn't get pushed around, that he can maybe hold up a little better in a full NFL season, you know, I think that would raise his stock a little bit, have teams looking at him a little closer.
Okay. Next prospect, Daniel Thomas, running back from K-State. He's a very large running back. He had a huge week last week. John, what do you think of him?
I like him a lot. I like him a lot. I think he's going to be a prospect coming, you know, when you're talking about April's draft, where – you know, he's not in the first round discussion, but he's easily in the second, third round discussion. The team will take him, they'll plug him right in, and he'll be contending for a starting role on his team. I think, you know, he's a good inside runner. He has good footwork, good vision. He has a quick burst. He doesn't have great top end speed. He's not going to outrun any defensive backs, but he can break off the big run. The one thing I like too is, you know, the way the NFL likes to run the Wildcat. He has a lot of experience running the Wildcat offense. He's doing it now at Kansas State. I like him a lot. I think he has a bright future ahead of him in the NFL.
What about you, Michael?
I actually am glad John brought up the Wildcat, because this right here is, if you're looking for a Wildcat guy, this is the guy for you. Pat White, we just saw Pat White get cut. He can't run the Wildcat, can't get in between the tackles and mix it up. Daniel Thomas is a kid that can, and he can throw the football. This guy is – he's big, he's strong, he's a physical running back, and he's late. He's had some big games against some good Big 12 defense.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that he's definitely a guy that can be a player. He's – like John said, he's not a first-round guy, maybe not a second-round guy, but third, fourth – third round, when you get this kid, he's going to be high value. He's going to give you a lot early, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him early contribute a little bit on special teams, even just being a guy that you, if you need in a pinch to cover punts or be your personal protector, he can get that job done too, because he's so versatile.
Very good.
I think the one thing too you got to look at with him is he fits great if you pair him with a scat back, a receiver type back out of the backfield. I mean, he's the power running back. He's good in short yardage. But you team him with someone that's gonna, you know, be the speed guy, the guy that is gonna catch passes out of the backfield. I think that's, you know, he's gonna fit nicely in a two back system if he's paired with someone like that.
On to the next prospect here. We have Mark Barron, a safety out of Alabama. John, what do you think of him?
Excellent size, excellent speed. He's a smart player. You put all those things together, you know, he's like in a class of his own here. He's an excellent safety. He can sometimes be a little too aggressive. He loves coming up and filling in and trying to stop the run. And, you know, sometimes he can bite on the play action. But, you know, he does have good coverage skills. He's, you know, he's big enough and fast enough to man up in the slot with either a tight end or a slot guy. 7 interceptions last year. So it shows that he can, you know, he has good hands. He can get the turnovers. I think Barron, you know, he's sitting maybe second round, first round, has to have a good season, has to show well in the combine, you know, if he decides to come out, because he is a junior. But, you know, I think his pro prospects are pretty good.
Where do you have him on your board compared to the other safeties?
Right now he's not in our top 32. He's on the, you know, the cusp. Things are changing. All year they're going to be changing. But I think, you know, he's a good safety, and he's definitely up there with the likes of right now. I think our top safety is DeAndre McDaniel from Clemson. Number two, I think we have Raheem Moore from UCLA. I mean, he's right in there, right in that discussion. And when you're narrowing the list down to 32 people or so, it's hard. You know, it's hard to. It doesn't take much to get up into that. So I mean, he's definitely in the discussion though.
Okay. What are your thoughts on him, Michael? What do you think of Barron?
I like Mark Barron. He's a heady player. He gets the football in a hurry. He's got good cover skills, better cover skills than I thought he was going to have when he first started out playing, because he's so big and so just really so well equipped to stop the run. I mean, this guy's a guy who's second in tackles in that Alabama team behind Rolando McClain. So he knows how to get to the football. He is overly aggressive. So a lot of what John said, I totally agree with. I don't know that he's as talented as safety as a guy like a DeAndre McDaniel or Raheem Moore, but I know that he's a guy that if you get him on your roster, he'll stay there for about 7 or 8 years.
Okay. And we got a big boy next, Jake Locker. A lot of people have him as the number one overall pick. What are your thoughts on Jake Locker, Michael?
Jake Locker is, to me, he's somewhat overrated. Maybe it's because I don't value the idea of taking a project, especially at the quarterback position. But he has some physical tools to work with in terms of height, weight, speed, arm strength, a bit of a question. I'm not sure that he can throw the dig with any authority. I'm not sure that he can throw the 10, 15 yard out with any authority. So I'm not 100% sold on that. I know he's got an arm that can throw the football fast, but I don't know that he can make those throws on a consistent basis in terms of the power and the accuracy that's involved with each of those. But Locker clearly is one of the top 3-4 quarterbacks in the country, so there's no knocking this idea that there's no knocking him. He'll definitely be a guy that's gone in the first round.
Okay. And John, what do you think of Jake Locker?
I think he does have good arm strength. I think he has the arm strength to make all the throws in the NFL. I think he can do the deep outs, the curls, stuff like that. Right now he's surrounded by inferior talent. You know, everyone around him, you know, is not comparable to the teams that he's facing. I think that's going to help him when he transitions to the NFL. You know, he's used to playing with teams with lesser talents. If he's the first overall pick, the team he's going to is not going to be that good. I think his athleticism is going to help him his first couple years in the league, because chances are he'll be behind a terrible offensive line. He has to make tight throws because his receivers don't get a lot of separation. You know, I like him right now. He is our top-rated quarterback. I'm pretty sure he's going to stay there all year, depending on how the season goes. But you know, I just think his potential, and the fact that you know he is a good, he has good off the field. He's a hard worker. I think you know he. Even though he might be a little bit of a project, I think, you know, his intangibles make him worth the risk.
So, John, you're an NFL GM. Your team needs a quarterback, and you have the first overall pick. Are you taking Jake Locker?
Yeah, I'm taking Jake Locker.
All right. Now, last of the prospect quickfire, we have Austin Pettis, Boise State wide receiver, and he's a pretty damn good special teams player too. What are your thoughts on him, John?
I think you hit it right on the head there, the special teams. I think he's going to be a guy, you know, he's not the fastest guy. He's not the biggest guy, even though he does have nice size. But I think he's very versatile. He's a guy that's going to be able to go down on kick coverage. He's a holder for field goals and extra points. He blocked the punt last week. I mean, I just think he has a lot of he's just very versatile, and you know, he can catch the ball. Questions are, you know, can he really get separation in the NFL? Does he have the speed and quickness to get separation? I think he's a late round pick, but a guy that can stick on a roster because of his special team abilities.
What about you, Michael?
I agree 100%. I look at him and I think a little bit of Brad Smith, maybe a little bit of Wallace Wright, two guys that played special teams for the Jets, one's with the Panthers now. Guys that get the job done. They can play a little wide receiver for you in a pinch if you really need them to. Guys that they cover on kickoffs, they cover on punts, they protect on punts, they protect on kickoff returns, they do everything, and they get in at wide receiver too, but they carve a niche out for themselves, and it's hard to get them off a football team. He's that kind of a guy because, as John said, he's not the biggest or the strongest or the fastest, but he's a guy that works hard, or at least seems to work hard in terms of getting to the football and making something happen. And